All right. Thank y'all for calling. I'm so glad y'all are here. Yay. Let's have a fun time tonight. Right?
Yay.
Yay. I think I recognize that voice.
Hello.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Yay, awesome. Okay. Oh, it's like old times. Y'all go ahead and mute your phone. I'm going to get a lighter, and we're going to start this baby out with an intention, okay? Those of you who have been hanging out with me, so to speak, for a while know that I like to set intentions, especially before a call. Just to consciously bring in that energy. So I can talk about that a little bit more, but, you'll just see. I'm just going to demonstrate it right now. So let me take care of my people real quick on Facebook that say they can't get on. Oh, I'm so glad that y'all, the people that are here because I am, okay. I'm just going to say I don't know because I don't know right now. So we will have to find out if this system is the best one to use. But it's working for y'all. So one thing I do always know about gift classes or, you know, make phone, do workshops is the people that show up or the people that are meant to be here. I'm in total trust and that I ask to be a clear channel for information you need. So let's just set that intention. If you have a candle nearby and you want to join me in this, fire is, you know, one of the elements in Chinese medicine and therefore also in feng shui. And so to light a candle, it's a quick way to, let's see what I want to say, get that intention heard. It's that fire energy, that spark, holds a lot of power for setting intentions. So it's a different kind of energy than earth or water or wood or metal, right? So that fire, you think of one little spark in a, you know, a forest full of dry leaves will set a wildfire. So that's the idea. We use this, you know, these words right now to set an intention, and it just whoosh, goes out there, all right? But my intention tonight, like I already said, is to be able to provide information that you need for your highest good, for your soul growth, for your expansion, for your personal happiness. The basis of what I do as a feng shui consultant, and again, you pronounce it feng shui. If you're wondering, it's feng shui. And it literally translates to wind, water. It's Chinese. Feng shui was originated in China. I want to help people find happiness while in this, on this planet, in this body. And a lot of it stems from my own search for happiness, sincere search for happiness. And I've learned that it is a daily practice. There is not something out there that is going to make you happy. It comes from you. So, but this tool you can use, like feng shui, to help you get in that vibration. And happiness is an energy. It is a vibration. And it's my pleasure tonight to be able to share some of the things I've learned over the years with you. Okay. I love it. For those of you who know me, you know I like to work with spirit guides or angels or the fairies of the universe, whatever you want to call it. It's just fun for me. And it helps bring more clarity into what we're going to be talking about. So I'm going to call on the spirit guides of everybody listening to this recording tonight. Or this call tonight, so that I may pick up on or hear the things that you need to hear tonight. So, and again, if you have a question about feng shui, about the 9-week feng shui journey that's coming up, or decluttering, anything, law of attraction, then write it down, and at the end, we'll have a little Q&A. I'll let you just unmute your phones and ask me whatever you want to ask me, okay? And I'll do my best to answer it as clearly as possible. Okay, so I lit my candle, check, sitting here with my tea. I'm excited y'all are on the call. I love it. I love when people are open and willing to receive, because that's what it's all about. What am I talking about? Blocks. We're talking about blocks tonight. And I know I promised y'all, like, my ultimate feng shui chair, which is so funny to even say those words, but it's really good feng shui chair. And I'm excited to share that with y'all. So I will be sharing that with y'all. Let's get to the blocks thing first, okay? So what are blocks? First of all, let's just start there, okay? And if you just joined the call, I'm so happy to have you. I'm just having everybody mute their phone so that we don't hear any interference. Thank you. Appreciate it. Press mute on that rusty old phone of yours. Or that brand spanking new phone of yours, whatever you got. Okay, blocks. So, basically, all right, here we go. Let's see how you feel when I say these things, all right? So check in with yourself when I speak. The idea is that well-being, happiness, health, is our natural state, okay? Okay, so how's that feel? How's that feel for someone to tell you, well, it's natural to be happy? That's when we're in our natural state, okay? If that sounds like BS to you, that's fine. That's fine. That is totally fine. But one thing we might talk about tonight is your belief system. And a belief is just a thought you think over and over and over, and is accepted as truth. Your belief system is at the root of how your life is going, okay? So in my world, in my philosophies, it's better to believe things that feel good. So, and meaning believe things that, what do I want to say about that? Okay, I'm going to move on from that because it's not coming through very clearly. Anyway. So, therefore, if well-being is our natural state, the only reason we're not feeling good, and I mean it on all levels, is because we have some resistance to that well-being, okay? We're not allowing it. So, I work with energy. That is, you know, feng shui has a lot to do with the energy of things, the vibration of things. So, basically, when I walk into a home, my antenna are up, I can sense, I joke around and say I'm the stuff whisperer because items in the home are holding a certain energy and I can usually tell if somebody loves something in their home or if it's something that has a lower, I read it as a lower vibration, okay? So, the idea in feng shui is if you have items that are higher vibration that make you feel happier and aren't, you know, soaked and, you know, guilt because it was a present somebody gave you and you feel bad giving it away or you spent too much money on that and you feel bad because you never, you know, I was going to say it, you bought a violin and, oh, you spent money on that and you never, you know, you never practiced and, oh, you just feel bad about it. But that thing isn't serving you anymore. So that's the idea of a home feng shui is that your home is basically a pulsating being that is affecting your energy. Okay? So So therefore, you want a flowing, healthy, harmonious energy in your home so that that can manifest in yourself and in your life. I hope everybody soaked that in. Did y'all get it? All right. I think y'all are all with me. See, I'm feeling y'all out as I talk. I really am. I literally am. It's so interesting. I'm going to divert for a minute. Tonight, when I was thinking about tonight's call, I was like, you know, I really should tell people, like, these are philosophies in a way. Like, I enjoy philosophy. And anyway, we must have some philosophers on the call tonight. So I hope you're liking this. I hope you got some food for thought so far already. Okay, so basically the idea is if you are experiencing blocks and blocks are uncomfortable, they don't feel good. It's when you know you might not even know you want this, whatever it is, but we naturally have wants. We naturally have desires, right? And there's so many ways to block it. We might think we don't deserve it. We might think that it's too hard to get. We might think that we won't get it. And so what's happening, instead of letting the universe flow you to that desire, whatever it is, you put up dam. You dam the energy. And that's, do y'all see I like to play with words? That was accidental, but I was thinking of a dam like as in water. But, you know, wouldn't you rather have a blessed energy running through your life rather than a damned one? So, this is when I don't like mute on the phone because I know y'all are laughing so hard. Okay, so stop damning yourself. Okay? Stop it. And now we can get off the call. I'm just kidding. I'm going to give y'all some feng shui tips to help loosen up your energetic flow in your space. And therefore, I say that feng shui is prayer in 3D. So when you go around and do your feng shui cures that I'm going to give you, it's a way of you telling yourself, I am open to receiving this well-being that exists for me. I'm open to receiving. So when we talk about releasing blocks, honestly, a better way to phrase it is to say it's really receiving good, receiving harmony, receiving open to happiness, okay? So now you see that term feng shui, about flow. You imagine a meandering creek. That's the water, feng shui, wind, water, okay? Or a breeze. It has to flow, okay? So you want things to be flowing. You want your life. I know all of you on this call, okay? I'm going to assume all of you on this call have had times in your life where things are just flowing. And heck yeah, isn't it fun? Isn't it the best feeling? Isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we want? We want that journey of like, whoa, things are just unfolding. This is crazy. The coincidences, it's crazy. That's being in touch with yourself and in touch with spirit all at the same time. It's the same thing. So that is removing blocks, okay, when you allow the flow. Okay, I think y'all got that. Let me see if I have anything else on that. I hear a few little mouth scratches. If you can mute your phone, that would be great. Thank you. Okay, allowing the good. So let's move on over to feng shui. What does this mean as far as your house goes and your office? Well, the front door. Y'all heard me talk about the front door before. If you've ever heard me talk at all, it's like the front door and clutter, right? Well, right. That's two of the things you're going to be talking about tonight. The front door is representative of how you receive your good, okay? So if you've got, let's say you have a front porch, and you've got a bunch of junk on that front porch, and you got a door with peeling paint. That is that is not the most inviting energy. Okay? So that term inviting is really a powerful one in feng shui. You want to invite in the good energy symbolically by stepping up your front entrance, by making the pathway. I had one client, I swear, if I had been wearing heels, I would have broken my ankle because the way the darn sidewalk to her front door was, you know, it was like some kind of stone, and then there were pebbles in between the stones, and it was all crooked. That's not allowing a flowing chi, my darlings, okay? So we think of chi as like coming easily and effortlessly up to your door, okay? Right? That means clear numbers. It's just inviting, you know? So now, this is when y'all get to put on your feng shui glasses. I know I can be a little dorky, but y'all love me and I love y'all too, okay? We're going to be dorks tonight and put on your feng shui glasses and go, you don't have to do this right now, but tomorrow, whenever, go look at your front entrance from a distance. Go across the street and look at the front of your house. And if it's bushes that need to be trimmed, that's a big one, okay? If you can't see the numbers, if you got a light bulb that doesn't work, if you got a doorbell that doesn't work, let's think of symbolism. Opportunity's knocking and you can't hear it. That would, wouldn't you say that would be a block in your life? I would. The doorbell drives me nuts. Because I go to my client's house and the doorbell doesn't work, they don't know if I'm there or not. I'm like, I'm here. Okay? So, feng shui is about the symbolism, y'all, and it's a fascinating art. It's a fascinating art. I can't tell you. I go to clients' houses, and they're like, oh, and I, you know, we're in their money section, and they have done something in that money section that, you know, was positive, and they go, well, I didn't even mean to do that. I'm like, well, there's two sides to the feng shui thing. I can come in and read your energy by just looking at your house. But what I do is I go in and I say, well, this could be representing a block, because that's all I'm looking for at first, whatever might be blocking the chi. And then if I feel like we've cleared the blocks away, then we kind of dial up the energy in the space to make it better, okay? I know that's abstract, but y'all are with me. I know it. Y'all can handle it because I know you know that the concrete is coming. Okay, because I just told you to clean up your front porch doormat. Okay, this is all about inviting the chi in. Now, when Mrs. Chi gets there, you want her to, you don't want her to rush out the back door. You don't want her to get too excited about coming in and then leaving. Okay? That's too fast of a chi. You want the chi to circulate and settle. So, chi means energy in feng shui. C-H-I or Q-I, and sometimes K-I. Okay? It's not an English word. So, spelled a lot of ways. So there's ways that Mrs. T will feel comfortable in your space, okay? And I say Mrs. T, that was funny. I forgot. I didn't even explain that. My teacher, Sharon Stasny, she's written some amazing books. Go look her up on feng shui. She liked to personify chi. She said, Mrs. T, coming to your house. Is she going to be able to find it? When she knocks, are you going to be able to answer the door? Can you hear it? And then what happens when she comes in? So you want Mrs. Chi to hang out. You don't want to hang out too long, though. You don't want to get stuck or stagnant. And you don't want her to be turned off. So, and want to just leave. Clutter. Y'all know, I mean, this is, I feel like a broken record every time I say that word. So let me just embrace it. Hold on. Clutter is anything that's disorganized. Clutter is too much in too small a space. Okay? Clutter is anything you don't use or love, pretty much. In Marie Kondo's world, and I prescribed to meet Marie Kondo's world, the lady that wrote The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, she would say that anything in your home that doesn't spark joy, I'm going to say this again, because somebody on this call needs to hear it. Anything in your home that doesn't spark joy is clutter. It should go. Now imagine that. Imagine if everything in your closet sparked joy. If you loved every item of clothes, like loved it, like felt great in it. Wouldn't getting dressed in the morning be so much more pleasurable? And then you're starting your day and going throughout your day like that. Okay? All right. Write down some questions. Somebody even have any questions? Don't ask them yet. I'm taking a little sip of my tea while y'all just soak this up for a minute. I'm using that term soak it up a lot tonight. I wonder why. I'm going to figure that out by the end of the call. Somebody remind me, maybe. Okay, while we're taking our little break, I want to tell y'all about the 9-week feng shui journey coming up. Just, I'm just going to give y'all 1 or 2 minutes on this, okay? So it's 9 weeks of learning feng shui. And every week, we have a call on Monday night. I think I've given this class 4 times, maybe 3. I think it's 4. And y'all, we have the best time because the people that take my classes are fun and funny. You don't have to be fun or funny to take my class, though. I do want to warn you. You don't have to be at all. It just kind of works out that way because we lift each other up. It really is amazing. So it's a journey with the coolest people you're going to ever virtually meet, and you're going to get inundated with information for a lifetime, and I work with you one-on-one with your space, with your personal goals and priorities and hiccups, whatever's a hiccup for you in your life. We won't even use the word block, right? Maybe these are just hiccups. My intention with this course is to help you and give you the tools that I've found useful in creating an amazing life where you feel happy. Because any time you want anything, just think of something you want right now. Anything. It could be a chocolate bar. Doesn't matter. Or it could be a yacht. Or a new house. Or a new job. The only reason you want that is because you think it will make you feel happier. Okay? But I think that is a powerful statement. Because, well, I won't even go there. It's too long. But it's law of attraction stuff. Those of y'all, in the past 2 years, I can barely write anything without talking about the law of attraction because I'm so obsessed with it because it's so awesome. So I really love Esther Hicks, also known as Abraham Hicks, and their teachings on law of attraction. You can go get their books and you can just go get free YouTube videos. Just type in Abraham Hicks on YouTube and all this stuff will come up. Okay, so I will be teaching you more about the law of attraction and why I think it is amazing and awesome and life-changing in the feng shui course as well. So we're going to be talking, we talk about totem animals, we talk about spirit guides. I basically give you as much information as I can, and I can give you a lot. So if you feel inspired, intrigued, excited, even a little nervous about the idea of taking a 9-week journey with myself and some other awesome folks, call me or write me an email and come on, just do it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it because your life is going to be different afterwards. It really is. That word transformative is a little overused, so I hesitate to use it, but it's a pretty good word, transformative. All right? You're going to get to know yourself. So each week we talk about a different area of the Bagua, life purpose, which is also career and life work. We talk about self-knowledge, which is also, education, study, and wisdom. We talk about family and heritage. We talk about money. We got a whole week on money. And also included, you get my declutter course for free when you take this, and you also get my money e-course for free. And you'll take the money, of course, during it. So people love my money course. So, okay. So, again, before some of y'all got on the call, anytime I put any kind of free phone call or class out into the world, I don't even have to set the intention anymore because it's so ingrained in me that the people that show up are the people that are supposed to show up. And you know, if it resonates with you, great. If it doesn't, that's great. Everybody's doing their own thing, and that's how it should be, right? Okay. Let's get back to the feng shui. Let's talk about releasing blocks a little bit more. I can feel you with some burning questions on the other end of this phone, right? I know y'all have good questions. I can't wait to hear them. They are going to be so good because, you know what? Your questions, do not hesitate to ask because your questions are going to be helping other people on the call too. All right? I just wanted to remind y'all of that in case you're feeling a little shy about something. All right. Let's get back to it. Releasing blocks, but now you know that we've redefined that. We've redefined that on this call. And it's now called allowing your good, allowing your well-being, allowing your happiness, okay? I love titles. All right. So now, the entrance is huge. Y'all got that. I know you did. And then I want to talk a little bit more about the symbolism in the space, okay? So your house is constantly giving you messages, all right? So if there's a leak, there's a message. And I know some of y'all who might be new to feng shui are like, what the heck? What the heck? Really? This is, you know, but everything is energy. Everything is responding to your energetic vibration. Everything you're experiencing in your life, it's because it's a response to your energetic vibration. So if you go out in the world and you're having a, you know, you chatted up with the grocery store checkout lady and it's just a fun time, well, you created that experience. You created that fun interaction, okay? You go out with friends, you're laughing, having the best time. You created that experience. Similarly, you have an argument with somebody. Somebody cuts you off in traffic. I know, y'all, it can be heavy. When I first started studying this stuff, I was like, what? I don't want to be responsible for all of this. But there's a lot of power and amazingness with this. All right? Basically, it comes down to unconditional happiness, and that's directly from Abraham Hicks' teaching. So all that means is learning to adjust your vibration to the vibration of happiness no matter what the hell's going on around you. Unconditional happiness. And guess what happens? If you can stay in that vibration, or even if you're not even close to that, if you feel like total crap, you know, anxious, depressed, whatever, that's great and awesome too, because that's your signal that something's amiss, okay? That you're out of, it's called you're out of alignment, okay? You're out of the flow. So that's your opportunity to start going in the right direction again. And I know I'm skimming over that part because I don't think I have time to go there fully. Y'all know what I mean? But it's about adjusting your vibration. And what happens is you can stay in the higher vibration or at least go in the right direction. Then you do get those fun experiences. The universe is going to respond to you like that. But always, 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 always be easy on yourself if you're not in the highest vibration. That's really key because that'll mess you up even more. You'll be going the way deep the other way. So being easy on yourself is a big, 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 big part of my teaching. And I've learned everything I'm teaching y'all. I've learned from my own experiences. I put everything to test. I do not regurgitate a damn thing without me experiencing it in some way in my life. So you've got my stamp of approval on everything I'm saying. So if your house is freaking out in some way, right, then there's something a little bit amiss in your vibration that you might not be aware of. So that's what a feng shui consultant does, comes in and says, okay, let's talk about what you want in your life. This is what I do. What do you want in your life? What do you want? You want more romance? You want a better career? Blah, blah, blah. And so then we go around the house, and I look for clues to where the vibration is amiss. It can be the way the furniture is arranged, definitely. It can be a single object or a bunch of objects, which creates clutter. It can be as simple as one piece of art. This is the way so-called blocks show up in a space, all right? Let's use a piece of art as an example. If somebody has a piece of art up that has I'm just going to say it feels like it's a funky vibration to me. Something's a little off. So I've asked them about, let's just say it's a painting. So I asked them about the painting. Well, sure enough, what comes to the surface is there is a running belief with this person, a running vibration, that is not of their, it's not helping them. It's not serving them. Okay? There's something happening that this piece of art might be representing that they have not acknowledged in themselves to move past it. This is the beauty of feng shui and why I love it. It's detective work. I feel like I'm a detective sometimes. And it's such a beautiful dance with the client to figure out what needs to be adjusted in their thoughts and their vibration. I've used that word so many times tonight, but I guess you're supposed to get hit over the head with it. So that it can be adjusted and they can move past it. And it doesn't have to be 20 years of freaking therapy. I love therapy. I think therapy is great. But trust me, you do not have to dig up the past every day of your life in order to move past it. In fact, you won't move past it if you do that. So acknowledging it, yes, great. Moving past it, yes, great. So what we do in feng shui is, it's simple. We take the painting down. That will shift the energy of the space, and that will shift the energy of the people living there. Okay? All right? Fix the leak. Move the furniture. It can be as simple as lighting a candle with an intention. Okay? So this is my calling. This is what makes me so happy to be able to go into a person's home. We play in there. We make it better for them. They feel so much better in the space, and therefore it gives them permission to feel better in their life. All right? And because we are expanding beings, and what that means is we're never going to get it done. There's not like a finish line in our life. It says, okay, we did it. No, that would not be even fun. What would we do after this? No. We are constantly creating. We are constantly have new desires that cause us to grow, expand, and create. And at first, that kind of freaked me out, too, when I was really learning, you know, this concept. And I was like, wow, that sounds exhausting. No. It's the opposite of exhausting. It's exhilarating. It's fun. Oops. Hello? Okay. I heard a call. I heard a little ring. I hope everybody's still on. Okay. I've been jabbering now for a while. Let me see if I can bring some more closure to this part of it. I think y'all got a lot of information. Check in with your home. Check in with yourself. And be accepting of where you are. All right, knowing that it's going to get better, okay? And that you have, when you have a desire for something, it's available to you, all right? So you're on this call tonight because there's something you're wanting, and I'm here to tell you, you can have it. You just got to let go and go with the flow and not put up the resistance and the block, okay? All right. It could come tomorrow, it could come in 5 minutes, or it could come, you know, a little bit down the road, but it doesn't matter because you're going to practice unconditional happiness in the meantime, knowing that all is well. That was my spiel. I promised y'all my ultimate feng shui cure. Y'all ready for that? All right, before I give it to you, I'm going to remind you that it is on Saturday, the early bird special for the 9-week journey is done, okay? So if you want to get on the 9-week journey, let me say that, the 9-week feng shui journey with me and some other awesome people, go ahead and sign up so you can save a little money, all right? And I always say may the abundance flood back to you tenfold and more. Whatever you choose to invest, say a prayer that it comes back to you, okay? Tenfold and more. And I had one client say, well, why don't you say 100-fold and more? And I say, well, I will. 100-fold and more. So imagining opening up your energy to that level where you're allowing in, I mean, it could be money, it could be anything, anything. Okay? Fun, friendship. All right. The ultimate feng shui cure. And then I'm going to ask y'all to unmute your phone, and we're going to have a few minutes of questions. Okay, the ultimate feng shui cure. Here's what you're going to do, okay? You get a bowl, a pretty one, helps, okay? Maybe something you want displayed, or a little box, or something that is a container of some sort, all right? And you're going to find a place for it kind of towards the middle of your head, okay? And some of you might be like, well, Katie, there's a hot water heater in the middle of my head. Well, find something that feels like the middle of your head, and or you could put it on top of the hot water heater, whatever. And this is a very deceptively simple cure. I love the simple cures. I think the simple cures have just as much power as knocking down walls in so many ways. So the best way to dial up the energy in yourself and therefore in your space and vice versa is to appreciate it. If you want a better relationship with someone, do your best to appreciate them, even if they're not a nice person. You can find something to appreciate about them, okay? So let's talk about this with your space. You know, we live a little bit in a critical world. We can, anyway, right? And sometimes we take that on and we want to, you know, pick at things, right? We don't like where we are in our lives. So if you can appreciate, if you can dial up the energy of your space by appreciating it, then it will start to serve you in ways that are uncanny. So, and some of y'all might be thinking, well, I do. I love my house. I love this. I love it. We're gonna take it further, okay, by actually making a ritual out of it. Okay, so in feng shui, rituals are some sort of action. That's all it is. I mean, lighting a candle with intention is a form of a ritual. So this one, you know, there's some elaborate old school feng shui cures that are rituals that are very, you know, elaborate. I like those. They're fun to do. But I also like the simple ones. So what you're going to do is you're going to get red paper. Or if you have a red envelope, you can use that. I like to use little strips of paper. Red, remember, I haven't told y'all this, but it's considered the color of fire in feng shui. But again, it's good for setting intentions, okay? So you're going to write, I cut it to the number 9. So the number 9, again, is like red is the power color in feng shui, 9 is the power number. So I cut mine in 9-centimeter strips, okay? And then you're going to write down on each one something you appreciate about your home. You know what? You can even write something you appreciate about your life in there. You can find something. No matter what dark of a space you're in, you can find something to appreciate, okay? this does work better if you're in a decent mood. Like, if you're really, really, really not feeling that great, don't force yourself to do this. Unless it feels good to you, okay? And what you're going to do is what happens is that energy of appreciation is sitting in the center of your home, vibrating out to all corners of the property, okay? And it is a constant reminder to your psyche, whether you see it or not, that there are things to be appreciative of your in your life, no matter what is happening. And if you can tune in to that feeling of appreciation more in your life, doesn't it feel good to appreciate things? Doesn't that just feel good? So the more we can invite in these thoughts that make us feel good and then catch ourselves when we're thinking thoughts that don't feel good, that are going, you know, sending you on a train on a place, you know, where you don't want to be, the thoughts of appreciation and any kind of thought that brings relief to you, no matter where you are on the energetic scale, meaning emotionally, any thought that brings you relief is at least turning your train in the right direction to where you want to be, to what you're wanting. Okay? So make your appreciation bold. Okay? Take your little 9 pieces of paper, fold them in thirds. 3 is a good number in feng shui too. Put them in the bowl and, you know, set an intention. Like, you can just say, you know, I'm open to appreciating more. I want to appreciate more. Okay? That is my very simple, but very powerful feng shui cure. And I hope y'all all do it and then call me and tell me. It's a little abstract. I like the more specific cures, you know, according to the Bhagwan. If you take my 9-week journey, I mean, you're going to be getting so much information. You know, there's a zillion cures for every aspect of anything. It's an endless art. And it is an art. It's a creative thing. So, anyway, I hope y'all will join me. Okay, does anybody have any questions? Unmute your phone and speak up if you have anything to ask me tonight. Anything you want to know. Anything you want to say.
Hey, yeah. Katie.
Hey.
John.
Hey, John.
I don't think I've got a question, although I may come up with one, but I don't know who all's on there, but I did the 9-week course, and it was so great, and I thought it was going to be 9 weeks of rearranging furniture, basically, or either, you know, cleaning out the pantry, and it was a little of that, but more, so much more than that. I mean, it was just unbelievable, and some of the things that seemed like simple things made such a big difference to me. I'm one of those who, a lady, Mrs. Chi, couldn't find her way in the front door, and that made a big difference. The furniture in the living room was all screwed up, and I didn't even know it, but I feel so much better with it the way it is. But those are just kind of the tangible things, but the intangible things from the class, the benefits, were really amazing. And I was definitely meant to be there when I was there, and I was definitely meant to be there with the people that were in there. Anyway, that's just a plug for it. If anybody on here is just feeling like, well, maybe I will, maybe I won't, then go with your maybe I will feeling, because it was great.
Thank you, John. I know that is such a good point. It is amazing how the people that join, you know, at each time are meant to be there with each other. Like, it's like y'all call each other to go on the journey together. And everybody learns so much from the other people, and it's really heart-opening, I would say. It opens my heart. I mean, so thank you so much, John. I appreciate you, you know, letting people know that you liked it.
Well,
another
thing about it, too, that I was concerned about, that it was, you know, a kind of a conference call course. And actually, that was such a big plus, because all of us that were on there, none of us, I mean, I knew you, but none of us knew each other. And,
right.
And so it was all a much more honest dialogue, and I'm not going to say it was really like therapy, but it was fun, and it was open, and it was you took a lot away from it. And the fact that it was on the phone, I think, helped that or made it better, easier to do.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Yes, there is a lot of dialogue between the participants. Like, y'all get to know each other. It's almost eerie how well you feel like you know each other after one or two calls, because everybody had such similar, you know, there's so many parallels that you couldn't help to speak up and share your story or ask another person about theirs. And so, yes, I appreciate that, John. I forget to tell people that aspect of it. So thank you. That's a big description that I feel like I really don't let people know about. So thanks.
Yeah, you will.
All right. Yes. All right. Anybody else have anything to say or ask? Katie, it's Julie Flower, Julie Saliba. Hey. Oh,
hi.
God. So good to hear your voice. Yes. What's up?
To hear your voice. So you're talking about, like, blocks and just, you know, if you have a leak, fix it. It's recently we've been on a constant block, like our dishwasher broke, we fixed it. Now then our water heater broke, fixed it. We're, you know, our washing machine. So we're in this, like, constant state of something, right, that's going on.
Uh-huh.
So at what point do you stop fixing whatever the symptom is and figure out kind of what the root is that's causing these things to keep passing along
well,
the block?
Hopefully, try to figure it out in the first one.
No,
I thought you were gonna say, at what point do I just move? That's actually
something we might do too.
Well, that's
like
why I was gonna say it. So a lot of times I'm just picking up on what you want to say and not saying. There's sometimes when a space will kick you out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I don't know if this is happening with you. I mean, this would probably have to be a longer conversation, but let's have it as best we can right now. You know, your energy has to match the place that you're living in. So if your energy is higher than the space you're living in, if this makes sense, I'm just going to give this to you, then sometimes things will tweak out a little bit. Because it's not a match. You know what I mean? I very rarely tell people to move, ever. I mean, I never tell them. It's up to them. But, you know, it is interesting what I witness in my work as far as that idea of a space matches. I mean, we always choose where we live. Because there's something to learn from it or something we're supposed to experience there. I really do believe that. But I've been kicked out of places. I mean, I got robbed in my last place, and this is a feng shui story I haven't told. It really was an amazing story. And I was thinking about moving anyway, but when that happened, it was so clear. So I would do, this is what I would do if I were you. So let's figure this out, because sometimes the message is really clear. Like, I had one client in my early days and I never take for granted anything that happens in a feng shui session with me. I always know is some kind of message. Like, we are tuned in. So I had one client, and I go in, and her smoke alarm kept going off during the session. And I finally look at her, and I go, do you smoke? And she got this guilty, like, she was like a secret smoker. And I go, you have to quit. the alarms are going off around that. So that was one of those real specific ones. Now, as far as the dishwasher, like each appliance, Julie, sometimes it's not about moving. And sometimes it is about the fact that your energy is shifting and these things are just freaking out for a little bit. But it's not a fun ride in the meantime. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I guess it's not that big of a deal, right? You can just fix it, and then... What's happening? Like, I know you just told me, but is there anything else you want to tell me about it?
No, it's funny. Every time we fix something, something else breaks. So we just keep being like, okay, what's next, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, I want to think about this for a second and see if I can pick up on it a little bit better specifically for yeast. I think you hit on it,
but I think we've been thinking about moving, and I think it's probably, like, it's
just a little push.
It's like
how much are you going to invest in me?
right, totally.
It's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to invest in me still? Are you going to go?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. It does kind of make me chuckle because, you know, and Marie Kondo is like this too. You know, she kind of talks to things, like, you know, she talks to her phone. She has a name for her phone. And it does feel like when you tune into stuff, you know, your home and the objects in it, they do almost feel alive. You know, kind of, I just saw the movie Beauty and the Beast where all the objects were alive. You know, it kind of has that feeling sometimes if you're as weird as I am. And it is fun. Like, your place is kind of like, kind of has that feeling. Like, it kind of makes me laugh. Like, it's teasing you a little bit. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I wouldn't take it too seriously, but it does sound like it's something that's, it's trying to get your attention. It's like, pay attention or more things are going to keep breaking. Until you get the message, more things are going to keep kind of happening. Is that cool?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, keep me posted.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. That was a great question. I love that question because I know a lot of people have had that experience where it does feel like, what in the world is going on? Anybody else?
Hey, Julie. It's Rosie.
Yeah.
And Rosie,
hi.
Hi, Julie, too.
I know.
I love this. It's so fun to hear
your voice, Julie.
I thought I'd build on what you guys were just sharing. Steve, you might remember my dad passed away about 3 years ago. And my mom decided to stay in the home where they were together for probably almost 30 years, and but married for 52 total. And literally every appliance has broken down since he passed away.
Wow.
And he kind of would joke, like, oh, you know, Matt, like, joking around, like, oh, he's telling us he's around, you know, or...
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of chalked it up to 30 years. You know, the appliances lasted a long time, but the ones they bought probably lasted almost 30 years, which never really happens anymore. So that, we just were kind of chalking it up to that, right? Like, oh, they're old. But I don't know, I'm more just building on your point with Julie that, you know, energy was shifting. We left the home.
Yep.
And I don't know if it was time for her to leave because we've been replacing them. She's been replacing them this whole time, and it seems good. Like, she's good, but maybe those shifts needed to happen.
Yeah.
And sort of make it right for her now.
Yes. That's a really, really, really interesting and smart way to put it. And it does, you know, even when you buy a new appliance, I mean, that brings a new energy into the space. You know, It might just be like, okay, now we got to adjust to her energy now, you know, where she wants to be in her growth. So That's really, really, really cool. I think isn't it interesting when it does happen like back to back to back? It can happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's just energy for sure.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, that is a big energy shift. So... And honestly, that's all death is. It really is a shift, a major shift of energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, fascinating. Gosh, I love this topic. I could talk with y'all all day. See? Okay, so now y'all getting a little taste of what John was talking about, where we just start talking, and the class goes, I follow the class. I let the energy of the class lead me, and it's really fun. So, okay, well, I'm thanking our spirit guides for bringing us together tonight. And y'all just keep your eye out for other things that have coming up. If you're interested in a 9-week journey, call me, write me right away. Let's do this. Let's have a good one. And happy spring. It's the first day of spring. Y'all don't know how happy I am about it. I love it. Even though I practice unconditional happiness, it sure is nice when spring gets here. Let's see. Anything else? Y'all go do your cures and let me know what happens. I love hearing any feng shui stories at all. Any stories of what's going on in your life, in your space, any things about synchronicity, law of attraction, y'all just write it to me, and I'm always eager to hear what y'all are experiencing. So, okay, so everybody's going to get off this call and be wide open to receiving their good, because that's all it is. Okay, so you can have what you want, let it in, and let's all go have fun. All right? But peace. I'll send this recording out at some point. And thank y'all for your questions and your shares, and we'll talk when we talk. Ciao.